Nowruz, Mirror of Iranian Thought. The United Nations General Assembly adopted a resolution on 23rd of February 2010, designating 21st of March as the International Day of Nowruz, with the title of the Culture of Peace. Taking this measure, the United Nations recognized Nowruz as an international occasion. Moreover, since 2 years ago, the motto of Nowruz, Legacy of Peace and Friendship, was chosen for the Nowruz festivity. And for 10 years, official ceremonies will be held every year during Nowruz. The association of the word peace with Nowruz on an international United Nations document reminds us of an important point which can be considered as the message of Nowruz. This message implies that both in the old times, when there was not much technology, and the present era, that the world people have come closer to each other, popular and common ceremonies can contribute to guaranteeing peace and can be considered as an invitation to reconciliation. Nowruz coincides with the vernal equinox. It is the end of the cold winter months and start of a new season with a new attire. Nowruz is neither a personal feast, nor does it belong to a specific community, ethnicity, nationality or place. Nowruz transcends the boundaries of race, colour of skin, language, etc., and belongs to all peoples who glorify it. According to Iranian thought, peace is essential for a dynamic, thriving and progressive life. The impact of Nowruz on global peace can be assessed from various angles. Nowruz presents a practical model for reconciliation, moving closer together and peaceful coexistence amongst human beings. Many friends and relatives, whose relations have grown cold over the years, forget their enmities and move closer together and become friends once more during Nowruz. National festivities have common elements which combine different ethnicities together. A cultural expert says, in Iranian culture, coming from night to day, from darkness to light, and from cold to warm is a principle. The feasts of winter are mainly based on thinking. These customs are held for convergence, looking to the past and future, and deepening of the roots of life, because there is an element in the intangible heritage which is considered as a common human heritage. Everybody may have mistakes and made wrong decisions, but should they keep being remorseful of the past without endeavouring to compensate? We might give up judgment about others and strengthen our energy, but in the end we often understand that we must give up judging about ourselves. We have to make peace and calm for ourselves. Here, one of the prerequisites is to reconcile with oneself. This means to accept the past entirely and trying to make a better future. Nowruz is an opportunity to revive and flourish like nature. Taking the role model of nature can be a new start. Ali Bolukbashi, writer and anthropologist, says, in Nowruz, human beings first remove all unclean and unholy belongings of the material world which stem from darkness, decadence and oldness internally and externally. Then, as the time and the year become new and nature is regenerated in spring, man is born again in a spiritual and sacred position. After that, he gets prepared for a fresh energy to assume social duties and obligations for another year and to start a new year.